to be a, say, a madrina that's a sponsor for your wedding cake. Well, I would have to buy you the wedding cake.
So no one has to pay too much.
No, not nowadays, not here anymore.
Well, Tom, what I was really wondering about, I was over in Mexico Sunday, you know, I went over there, mm-hmm. just walking around, and I noticed, well, it surprised me the way people would touch me more, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like one, I was sitting eating lunch, and mm-hmm. an old woman came in, said something to me, I couldn't understand, maybe she was begging, I don't mm-hmm. know, but she touched me. Mm-hmm. And it was something of, you know, I didn't understand it, you know, just touched me on the arm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned it someone here, and they said, well, some of the people there have a superstition that they're giving you the
evil eye.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What is that like now?
Well, let's see. Well, for example, if I look at you and I like your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and I don't touch your eyes, why, you are liable to start having a headache and vomiting and things like that. Well, I don't think it's an evil eye. I think that my, well, perhaps my eyesight is stronger than yours or,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually happens, because I've seen it happen lots of times.
So to keep from...
to keep from, yes, to keep from getting that person ill,
mm-hmm.
while they go and touch you.
That's very common around
you. Yes, it is. It's a whole lot more common in Mexico than it is here.
Mm-hmm.
Some, a lot of people here don't believe in that, but I do, because I've seen it happen.
Give me some examples. How can it happen?
Well, like, for example, your hair, you know, supposing
uh-huh.
that I would like your hair very much and I don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sooner or later, your hair would start falling off. See, things like that. Uh-huh. But, I mean, it's kind of odd, you know,
uh-huh.
it's kind of unbelievable, but yes, it does happen especially in babies, in young children, young babies,
uh-huh.
you know, when a child, you know, a person sees a child and he is attracted to that baby or to that child, and if he isn't touched, why, the child becomes ill. In fact, I think that's what happened to a lady that I knew. She had a little boy. He was about 3 years old. And he was a very cute little boy. And his grandfather used to take him out every evening, you know, around town to
mm-hmm.
watch the show windows and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one night or one evening, he took him into one of the theaters. And the lady there just gave him a few kernels of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And the child ate those kernels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I mean, if anybody had mentioned that to either her or her husband, I don't think that they would have believed it. But now that's my own theory, my own belief.
Mm-hmm.
That child, as soon as he got home, he started feeling ill. And he started with a high fever, and he started vomiting, and he started aching, and in 3 days the child was gone.
Because the woman who gave him the popcorn didn't...
Or somebody else who saw him.
Uh-huh.
You
they
know.
Thought he was cute, and then
gave him. They thought he was cute, and they didn't touch him. See?
That's really interesting.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Because I had noticed that people seem to touch more.